Time for this week's Caregiver Quarter. Lark Trigstad is joining me in studio, and we have a special guest. And I know today we're talking about a tool a caregiver used to catch a break from caregiving with his elderly mother who had dementia. So you brought special guest Pete the Parrot with you today.
Yes, I did. Hear him? Oh, there you go.
I got him laughing with me. I didn't even give him a cracker.
No. He might not look like much, but he's powerful, and he may provide you with hours of a unique type of respite. Say hello, Pete.
All right, so tell me a little bit more, Lark. How does this work?
Okay. A caregiver blogger, Bob, talks about the behavior and mood improvement in his mother who has dementia after the purposeful introduction of Pete the Repeat Parrot into their lives.
So, want some time to yourself, you want to relax. This parrot even allowed him to take a nap without being bothered. Right. His sister surprised him with Pete the Parrot, and he witnessed for himself the fun it brings to their mom. In fact, mom began laughing as soon as she saw Pam holding Pete. Yeah. It was delightful to see. And then some real belly laughs followed as they started a little dialogue with Pete. I mean, what a great find, and grateful to see this little miracle. I think they were grateful to see that come into their family.
So he's sitting here on a little bowl, and when I turn him on, I say something, and the meaning for the caregiver is that the caregiver can turn the parrot around, turn mm-hmm. on and leave. So like this, say hello to mom. Say hello to mom.
Say hello to mom. Say hello to mom.
I like it.
So Bob put Pete the Parrot on the kitchen table and turned him on whenever mom sat down. And not only did she talk to the parrot, she sang to the parrot. She also started to tell the parrot how she was feeling, like she had when she had a headache. And these conversations started to become more meaningful. So like when she told the parrot she was bored and she wanted to go out.
Now, I know one time Bob left the parrot on by accident. Mom was at the kitchen table, started talking to the parrot. Bob started listening from afar. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, then Bob ran up and made a podcast. Mom didn't stop. 45 minutes, an hour. She just kept going. It was kind of shocking.
Yes, very. And he said that mom was clearly more alive. Her voice was stronger. She was laughing on and off, and she was clearly happier, more engaging, and more aware.
Now, Bob was not saying that mom was the same as she was 10 years ago, well before her diagnosis. I mean, but Bob felt that she was as engaged as he had seen her in years, more so, to be honest, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. And Bob felt there were positive changes in mom's mood and behavior. Number one, she started initiating conversations. Two, she woke up smiling and laughing in the morning. Three, she was more alert in the morning for sure. And she was eager to talk to Pete. She was in a better mood most of the time, and not all the times, as I'm sure you understand.
Well, and so I understand that at least 500 readers of the Alzheimer's Reading Room bought a parrot after reading about Pete the Repeat Parrot and alias Harvey.
Yeah, the original one was Harvey. So this tool isn't for everyone, but it worked for the caregiver, and they can be bought online for about $20.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Entertaining. Yeah. Entertaining for sure. There he goes. Lark, I know as well coming up here, there is the caregiver conference happening out at NIAC. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we're having the Aging Coalition Service of North Iowa is putting together a caregiver conference, and it's free for caregivers, November 5th, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And also then professionals can get CEUs in it for only $15. So I think there's a sign-up number there that mm-hmm. you have.
Let me see. I'll find that sign-up number. You can return the form and payment to NIAC's Continuing Education Department or call 641-422-4358. That's 641-422-4358. And you can also register online. It sounds like at NIAC.edu as well.
Right. So. And I am fortunate enough to be the keynote speaker that day. So.
Well, there you go. It's going to be a great time coming up November 5th out at NIAC. And again, 422-4358 to register or go to NIAC.edu. Lark Trickstad, thanks you for joining us. And Pete, thanks for joining us as well here on the Caregiver Corner this week. Thanks so much.